Krishna Srimad. His divine grace, Srila Guru Srila Bhakti Kanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki, Vanda Vaishnava Brinda Ki, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki, Premsikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Radhakun Shamakun Giri Govardhana Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Mayapur Navadweep Dham Ki Ganga Mai Jamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani Ki Shri Shri Radha Radhanath Jua Ke Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaura Hari Ki Go Premanande Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gurave Guru Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namashesam Manamapi Sachi Putram Mata Swarupam Rupam Dashagrajam Rupurim Maturim Gostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mahoradika Madhavasam Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tamnatosmi Utama Adama Kichuna Bachira Jachiya Dileka Kola Kahe Premananda Emona Goranga Ridoya Dariya Bola Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Kaha Gorangera Namare Bolo Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Jejana Goranga Bhaje Sehoyamara Kanare Jejana Goranga Bhaje Sehoyamara Kanare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yashgaiva padambu Bhakti Lavya Prima Vidana Parama Pumata Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madgavirapi Gopala Sri Kuryat Kripaya Jari Tadaiva Sambhaya Bhidva Rishi Yustad Priya Janaha Vamsa Kabadarubhischa Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So I feel very happy and very humbled to be here today with so many wonderful devotees in such a very special place. I've heard about this temple ever since it first opened, and I always had some desire to be able to come and see such amazing deities. Some say the most beautiful deities in the world. And I have to tell you honestly, I was trying to figure out how is it that such wonderfully beautiful deities came here. After being here for a few days, I think I understand. It's because of the devotees. Because of all of you. Sri Sri Radha Radhanath, they're kind of a reflection of your heart. And when the devotees, they chant and they cry to Krishna, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his book, Harinam Chintamani, he says that, Nami Prasvatito Hoy Rupa Guna Karma. From your chanting, Krishna comes as a deity. It comes in a form. So this is the form of your chanting. So I'm so very happy to meet all of you. And I want to thank all of you here for coming today and giving us some little opportunity to get your association. We have such a very wonderful special temple, a very wonderful special sangha. You really don't know how fortunate you are. We were just in Uzbekistan about 2 weeks ago. And there, it's against the law to wear a dhoti or a sari in public. If you come together with two or three devotees in your home and you start doing kirtan, they'll send the police. It's a very, very difficult place. You don't know how fortunate we are. We should appreciate something. So Prabhuji made some announcement. I think during our talk, they'll pass around some paper. I can't send all of you emails. I have a hard time answering the very few that I get, or the, a lot we get. But we'd like to give some gift to all of you, such a very special group of devotees. We have our email magazine, Krishna Katamrita Bindu. It's our email publication of our printed magazine that we've been making for many years. Here's a couple of those issues, which is just Krishna Katha and just stories and fresh translations from things people have never seen before in English, and wonderful things from Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas. So that's free. It comes every codicil in PDF format to your email address if you put your email address down neatly enough for us to be able to read. We'd like to invite you for that. As Prabhuji said, somehow we have over 10,000 readers now. I don't know how people like Krishna Katha. So I wanted to read something to you tonight from a letter from Srila Prabhupada. This is a letter that Prabhupada wrote to the Governor General of Canada in 1968. Very interesting letter. Please listen attentively. It has a lot of profound meaning. Prabhupada said, the International Society of Krishna Consciousness is a non-lucrative organization, it's not here to make money, whose purpose is to promote the well-being of human society by drawing its attention to God. We are a non-sectarian society, and our members include people from Christian, Jewish, and Muslim, as well as Hindu faiths. The aim of ISKCON is not to found a new religious sect, but to invoke the living entity's dormant love of God and thus provide the human society of all faiths with a common platform of clear theistic knowledge and practice. Members of ISKCON may retain, they can keep, their own respective religious faiths. As ISKCON is meant to establish a clear, practical, common formulation of the common ideal of all theists and to defeat the unnecessary dogmatic wranglings that now divide and invalidate the theistic camp. The common idea of theism is to develop love of God. Srila Prabhupada sometimes, when he referred to the common modern form of Christianity, he would speak about it as churchianity. So we see throughout the history of the world, most people, when they begin to practice spiritual life, they do so in a rather mechanical way. They did a survey in America some years ago, and they found that nearly 50% of the young people that they interviewed, they said, "I don't like organized religion." Let me be very honest. Let me ask all of you a question. How many of you came here because you were so impressed with the management? Raise your hand. Okay. We've come for some other purpose. There are so many religious institutions in the world. There are so many churches and so many temples, and they're doing good work. And we have no criticism of them. But sometimes they're not providing a perfectly clear medium to some spiritual experience. You have to go through someone else. You have to go through the priests, through the imams, through the pundits, to this and that. And they all want their bakshish, their money, so that you can buy your way to God. I used to stay in one part of America where there was a very big religion there. And this church taught that to be a member of their church, you have to give 10% of your money, otherwise you can't be a member. And unless you're a member of the church, you can't go back to God. So, very nice thing. A very good business. And so many people, they're making a business of it. There's a story of the crow Baba. Crow is standing on one leg in the water. Wow, he looks like a real yogi. He's standing here for so long. But what is his real purpose? His real purpose is to catch some fish. Or once there was a cat Baba. And this cat was the original terrorist. He was terrorizing all the mice, and they were all so afraid of him. And one day the cat, he called for a meeting. Invited all the mice to come. He said, "I have to apologize to all of you. I've been very bad. I've been terrorizing all of you, and you can't sleep at night. You're afraid for your children, for your wife and everything. I've been thinking about it, and I'm a moral person. My parents, they raised me to be a good moral cat. So I feel very bad, and I've decided I want to become a sadhu." And the cat put on neck beads, and the cat put on tilak. And all the mice were very happy. They said, "Did you hear? The cat became a baba. He became a sadhu." All the mice were very happy. And they all began to play around the cat. Until a little later, when the cat became hungry. And then suddenly, nah! The cat pounced on them and ate them. So this is the story of the cat Baba. And it's a very sad thing in the history of religion. All religions. Unfortunately, there are some cat Babas. Even sometimes in our society. Because we're preaching to everyone. We want everyone to take to this Krishna consciousness. But we should understand what is the mission of this society. Srila Prabhupada said in a lecture in Delhi in the 12th of November 1973, "Our only business is to make people happy. We have no other desire. We don't say, 'You give us some money in exchange of your Krishna consciousness.' No, that's not our business. We are not merchants. We're spreading this Krishna consciousness movement free of charge. We are engaged servants of Krishna. Krishna will provide for us. Krishna will provide for us." This is our movement. It's not a movement meant to make some money. It's not even a movement meant to change people's religion. We would just like to teach people the basic science, which in Sanskrit is known as Atma Krandana, or the crying of the soul. Krishna tells Arjuna in the Adi Purana, Gatvacha mama namani rudandi mama sanido tesha maham parikrito nanyat krito janardanaha. He says that, Arjun, so many people, they say that we have God. He says, but I'll tell you a secret. I don't belong to the Christians. He said, I don't belong to the Jews. I don't belong to the Muslims. I don't belong to the Hindus. I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this. But I don't belong to the Hare Krishnas. He said, I belong to anyone. It doesn't matter what religion they have. Anyone who chants my name and cries for me. This is what spiritual life is all about. Not just giving them some money and coming to the temple or the mosque or the church once a week, being a member, putting on a particular costume. We have our dress, and the Muslims have their dress, and Orthodox Christians have their dress, and the Jews have their dress, and you can tell what religion they are by their dress. God doesn't see your dress. And He doesn't care what name you call Him. Srila Prabhupada said, you can call Him Yahweh, you can call Him Jehovah, you can call Him Allah, you can call Him Krishna. It doesn't matter. What matters is the quality of our crying for Him. The quality of how we approach Him. Srila Prabhupada said in one lecture, this is the test of your religion. How much you've learned to love God. So we don't care what religion you are. We just want to see how much have you learned to love God. We love everything else. We love our TV. I've seen older people 50 years ago, in the center of their room they had an altar and they would worship Krishna. And now there's also an altar in the center of their room, but it's a deity with one eye. The one-eyed God, the television, and people are coming and bowing down and listening to whatever that damn thing says. How many of you here have children at home? Raise your hand, please. Anybody has children? Okay. How many of you allow your children just to freely walk on the street and talk to anyone? Anybody here who does like that? I don't think so. You're very careful. You want to protect your child. But how is it then that so many of us, we invite strange people into our house every day and we let them sit down and talk to our children for hours in the form of television? And we don't think about it. We should think what we're doing. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, he's given a description of atadainyam. Dainyam means humility. Dukachasa paradardyar anojityam dudinata chaturkin manjamalinya chintanga jarimadi krit. He says that when someone has dukkha, some unhappiness, someone has some trasa, some fear, or aparadhyaya, they do some offense, then anorjityam, it gives birth to dinata, or to humility. And this is why people cry for the Lord. These are three reasons why someone may cry, why we may begin Atma Krandana. My grandmothers used to tell a story. I think Krishna Kun, my good wife, told this story a few days ago to some children here. That once there was a little boy. He was 4.5, 5 years old, a small child. And he was living with his mother. His father had passed away. And his mother was very poor. They were barely surviving. And when the boy became old enough, the mother told the son, now every day you have to go to school. And you have to walk through this path to the jungle. And in that jungle, there were tigers and lions. and ferocious beasts. That little boy was very frightened. He's just a 4.5, 5-year-old boy. He said, "Mata, mother, there's so many frightening animals there. How can I go through this forest?" And his mother told him, "You have a friend. You don't know your friend. You call out for your friend, and your friend will come, and he'll walk through the forest with you." He said, "Mother, I don't know about any friend. Who's my friend?" He said, "Your friend is Gopal, Krishna. He'll help you." So the little boy, that morning, he started walking to school all by himself. It's a very dark forest, and he could hear the sounds of different wild animals. And the little boy became afraid. And he started calling out, "Gopal, Gopal, Gopal." He was crying. Rupa Goswami said, that out of fear, someone may become very humble and we may begin to cry out to the Lord. This is what's required, is sincerity, genuineness. We've come, the mission of this Krishna consciousness movement is not to establish a new religion, but to teach people the science of loving God. It's a very logical, very simple thing. And we can understand intuitively in many ways. If someone comes to you, Prabhuji's a big man, and someone comes in school and says, "What's your name? I'd like to be your friend. Will you be my friend? Everybody's beating up on me, so you'll be my friend, so you protect me." He may agree to that. I like him because he's bigger than me and he's going to protect me. But he may not feel very satisfied with our relationship because it's a relationship out of fear. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says there's 4 reasons why someone may approach the Lord. Bhaya, asa, kartavyabuddhi, and rag. Bhaya means out of fear. If you don't worship God, you're going to go to hell. And if you do sins, you're going to go to hell. And if you don't chant, you're going to go to hell. We become very frightened. Yes, I have to do that. So in a similar way, sometimes we become friends. I become friends with him because I'm afraid of him. He's bigger than me. But is that kind of friendship satisfying to the heart? Does he feel really like this is my friend? He feels like I just like him because he's bigger than me. And Rupanuga Prabhu, I may try to become friends with him because he's a very fantastically rich merchant, wealthy businessman. Yes? This is called asa. We may have a relationship because we want something. Once I was selling books in Santa Monica, California, and I met some young man. He came at me and said, "I've got this great mantra I chant. You chant this mantra and whatever you want, you get." I chanted the mantra, I got a guitar. And I got a girlfriend. It's a really good mantra. I thought to myself, I didn't want to discourage him. I thought, why chant the mantra? So much trouble. Just go to the shopping mall. You can get a guitar and you can find so many girls in the shopping mall. What's the necessity of chanting the mantra? So sometimes we're chanting Hare Krishna, but really what we're chanting is, I want a red bicycle, I want a red bicycle, red bicycle, red bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. We have something else in our mind and heart. Similarly, we may make friends in that way. I may make friends with someone, because you're so nice and you're so handsome and Prabhuji, you're very wealthy also. Will you be my best friend? And by the way, can I borrow a little money from you? Do you like someone like that? Do you want to be friends with someone like that? We feel offended. In America, we call such a person a con artist. And we consider it to be an offense in the principles of relationships. But we're doing the thing all the time, the same thing. We're coming to Radha Radhanath. "Oh, please, I need a job. I need a wife. I need a husband. I need this thing. I need that thing." And that's okay. You should continue doing that. Don't stop that. But there's something better than that. There's a relationship with the Lord. And we've all experienced, sometimes people want to be our friend because we're more powerful or we have money or something. It's not satisfying. And therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Maya and Asha, fear and desire, are very low class reasons for approaching the Lord. Better than that is Kartavya Buddhi. Kartavya Buddhi means a sense of responsibility, a sense of duty. I should do it. My parents, they were devotees, so I should also be a devotee. God gave me food, He gave me water, so I should worship Him, I should appreciate what He did. This is better. And sometimes someone may come to you and they may say, oh, you're the principal here in the school, you're the boss here in the office, you're the temple president here, and I really appreciate you because you feed me. And I'd like to be your friend because you feed me and you take care of me. That's better than Baya and Asha. Better than fear and some material desire. But still, is it satisfying? We want to come to the point of rock. We want to learn to spontaneously love the Lord. My Guru Maharaj, he used to say, you're not crying for Krishna, but Krishna is crying for you. We haven't learned the art of crying for the Lord. Everyone in this world is crying. Vasudha Mita Ramani Rachinta Samaj, the poet, says that you're putting your family, your husband, wife, and children on the platform of love. We're not putting Krishna on the platform of love. That doesn't mean we don't have personal relationships. Actually, in our relationships, we don't know what love is. It's like I had a friend who used to teach piano. And if you would go for lessons, they would charge $5 a lesson for new people who didn't know anything. And if you're an expert with piano, if you've been studying for 10 years, then he would charge you $20 a lesson. So much more. Why? He said, because I have to unteach you. Because you think you already know. So we think we know about love. I've seen 1,000 love movies. I've read all the Harlequin romance novels. I know all about love. I've had 55 girlfriends. I know all about love. But we don't know anything about love. This movement has come to teach people what is real love. If we think about it, there's three platforms of love. One is called stul deha. Stul deha means the physical body. Oh, baby, I love you. Because you're like this. Is that real love? It's exploitation. And if you change from this to this, then there's no more love. Then he goes to find someone else because we have a garbage culture, right? We get a new cell phone every 3 years, a new computer every 4 years, a new car every 6 years, and a new wife every 7 years. It's a garbage culture. As soon as she has a few too many pizzas and ice cream, then we look for a new model. This is what's going on. There's no real love. This movement has come to teach people what is love. Love means ahoitakiya pratiyata, with no motivation. Not that I love you because, oh baby, you're so like this and that. And then if someone throws some acid in her face, when she has a few too many ice creams and she becomes a little more round, we don't love her anymore. That kind of love is just exploitation. It's lust. And it's not satisfying. Better than that is sukshma priti, sukshma deha priti, some affection for the subtle body. Oh, you like chess also? Yeah, I also like chess. Oh, we have the same taste in music. That's really cool. It's a little higher than this really gross physical thing. But still, after some time, she may say, no, I don't like chess anymore. Go away. I changed my mind. I like punk rock. I don't like classical music anymore. I changed my mind. So that also is not fully satisfying. Better than that type of love the best type of love is based on the Atma, the Jivatma, the soul. And so our movement doesn't want to tell people to give up your husband, give up your wife, take sannyas and come and move into the temple. Don't love your family. Rather, our message is you should love your family more. But you should know what is real love. Krishna, Radharadhanath, their real love. And if we keep them in the center, if we keep bhakti in the center, if we hear and chant together as a family, then our relationships are not exploited because we see each other as a spirit soul. And there can be real love. And it's really satisfying love. So we should learn to cry for the Lord. And this little boy, I'll go back to my story. The little boy was on the road in the forest and he was frightened because so many wild animals were there, and he started calling out, Gopal, Gopal, Gopal. And suddenly a little boy that he'd never seen before, who had a gold dhoti and a flute in his hand and a bluish blackish complexion, came there. And he said, yes, what do you want? Oh, Gopal, my mother told me about you. I was very afraid on this forest path. There are tigers and lions. Don't worry, I'm with you. And Gopal walked with him to school. And every day, every morning, when he would go, he would start crying, Gopal, Gopal, Gopal. And Gopal would come and would walk with him on the way to school. One day, they had some Saraswati puja. It's a common thing in India. They have some Saraswati puja, Ganesh puja, once a year. And the teachers, they take 1 or 2 rupees from each student and they buy some different foodstuffs, and they have a puja, special puja, to worship Saraswati. So he was collecting money from everyone and asking for promises, how much money can you give? The little boy went home, he said, Mother, we're having this special puja. How much money can we give? Mother said, we don't have any money. He said, but Mother, I have to give something. So you ask your friend Gopal, he'll help you. So that morning, Gopal, Gopal, Gopal came. To Gopal, I have this big problem. In school, they're asking. Gopal said, tell them that you'll supply all the milk for the festival. Oh, very good. So the little boy went to school, and the teacher was asking everyone how much you can give. And he came to that little boy, and the little boy said, I'll supply all the milk for the whole festival. The teacher was looking at him. There's several hundred students here. How are you going to supply milk for the whole festival, for everyone to have sweet milk? I'll do. I have a friend who'll help me. Okay. So the next day, the little boy was on the path and he's called, Gopal, 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 Gopal came. Can you give me that milk? Yes. And Gopal gave him a little glass of milk. The boy looked at it and he said, I don't know what my teacher's going to say about this. I don't think it's enough. Gopal said, don't worry. You just pour this milk into a pot and you'll see it'll be enough. The little boy said, yes. So he went to school. The teacher said, where's the milk? He was expecting a few trucks and drive up. He said, here's the milk. Teacher said, that's the milk. Okay. The little boy said, no, really. Gopal said, you just pour it in the pot and everything will be there. He said, okay. So the teacher started pouring the milk into the pot. From that little cup, and the milk kept pouring and pouring and pouring until the huge pot was full of milk. He said, what is this? That little boy, he had faith and he was simple. We should learn to be simple. Sarlatahi Vaishnava. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Simplicity is a basic principle of relationships, of sincerity. When we're simple, when we're honest, then we can really call out to the Lord. But when we're trying to impress everybody, I have a garland on, it's nice, huh? And I dress up my tilaks very good so I can impress everybody. Wow, he must be a sadhu. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I memorized 3 verses from Bhagavad Gita also. Mm-hmm. That's not simplicity. Simplicity means that we're honest, that we come before the Lord and we tell the truth. In Jagannath Puri Dham, Haridas Thakur once prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amita adama tumi adama tarana ubaye sambandha e patita pavana bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Amita adama tumi adama tarana ubaye sambandha e patita pavana Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna likes confessions. Mm-hmm. He says, Amita Adama, this is who I am. I'm fallen. And I know who you are. To me, Adama Tarana, you're the deliverer of the fallen. Ubaye sambandhae, this is our connection. Huh? I'm fallen, and you're the deliverer of the fallen. O patita pavan. Goranga karuna koro, ami dina hina jana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mosamo Patita Prabhu, Nani Tribhuvane. Mosamo Patita Prabhu, Nani Tribhuvane. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Goranga Karuna Koro, Ami Dinahina Jane. Does anybody here work a job? Raise your hand if you work at a job. So maybe most of you had to have a job interview to get that job. Now, could you imagine if you went to your job interview and the interviewer asked you, what is your qualification? And you told him, well, to be really honest with you, I'm the most useless person in the whole world. There's nobody more useless than me. Is it a good idea? Rupa Nugabu says, no. You won't get a job. But this is the prayer of Narottam Das Thakur. Goranga karuna koro ami dina hina jane. My dear Lord Goranga, please be merciful. Ami dina hina jana. I'm very fallen. I'm useless. Mosamo patita prabhu nahi tribhuvane. If you make a list of every living entity in the universe, from the topmost, most elevated person down to the lowest person, my name will be on the bottom of the list. Mo samo patita prabhu nahi tribhuvani. There's no one as fallen as me in all the three worlds. Jadi doya na kori de patita de kiriya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Nautan Das Thakur becomes a little worried. He thinks, if I tell the truth, it may be a problem. Jaridoya Nakuri Be Patita Dekiya. If I tell the truth to Krishna, if I tell the truth to Sadhu and Guru, just how wicked I really am. Just how fallen, how sinful, how low I really am. If I really tell the honest truth, the truth I wouldn't tell my mother or my wife or my best friend. If I tell them that, jaridoya nakoribe patiditikia, then maybe you won't give me mercy. Why will I give you mercy? You're so fallen, there's so many other persons. Piri Mohan Prabhu, he's very elevated. Why will I give mercy to you? I'll give mercy to Piri Mohan Prabhu first. Because he's very good. Why will I give mercy to you? So then Narottam Das Thakur, he threatens the Lord. Patita Pavana Nama Kishura Bhagiriya You won't give me mercy? Huh? Then we're going to change your name. Everyone's been coming and saying, huh? Shishi Radha Radhanath Patita Pavana Ki Jai. Patita Pavana Gorahari Ki Jai. But if you're not merciful to me, it's a lie. You're not Patita Pavan. You're not the deliverer of the fallen. Maybe you're Shrestha Pavan, the deliverer of elevated persons. You're Piri Mohan Prabhu Pavan. You're delivering very high class people like him. But what about me? So then perhaps the Lord says, okay. I'll give you mercy. Stand in the queue. And you look at the queue. The queue is going from Durban all the way to Johannesburg. It's a long queue. And Narottam Das Thakur, he says, I can't wait in a queue. Hare Shiva Vantu Mane Nahita Nishtara Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama. I can't wait in a queue. I'm dying. I'm out in the middle of the ocean. So far, I can't see the shore. And there's a terrible hurricane. And the waves are bashing me. And I can't see any hope. I'm dying. I can't wait in a queue. I need your mercy now. Shri Charana Tarani Dane Nashi Kuru Tara Shri Charana Tarani Dane Nashi Kuru Tara Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I can't wait. I'm dying. You have to send an emergency helicopter with one of those rubber boats that you drop down to save me. And what is that boat? Shri Charana Tarani Dane Dasi Korupar. It's the boat of your lotus feet. So then perhaps Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna says, okay.
You can get on the boat. But do you have a ticket? If you have a ticket to get on the boat, you have no boat, you have no ticket, you can't get on the boat. Narottam Das says, yes, I have a very good ticket. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Ticket. My ticket is Srila Prabhupada. My ticket is my Gurudev. My ticket are the devotees that I take shelter of. This is my ticket. And this is how we cry. And this is the purpose of this movement. We're not here to tell people to have a new religion. We're not here just to collect your money and try to make you into a member. Srila Prabhupada said, give us more money. But the money is not for us. The money is to make more temples like this. The money is to print and distribute books to help people. The money is to help distribute this movement. And we want everybody to become part of this. Because the world today is on fire. It's a garbage society. We have garbage relationships. We have violence everywhere around us. And we're drowning ourselves in garbage. What is the number one thing we produce in the world today? Not cell phones, not computers, not cars, not makeup, not telephones. The number one commodity produced in the world today is garbage. And we're drowning in garbage. It's a garbage society. A society that has no value. We want people to learn to have some value. So please come to this temple. Please support this movement. You don't have to give money. You don't have to be a member if you don't want. If you can, that's very good. But just come to this place and learn the art of Atmakrandana, the crying of the soul. That's our purpose. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So we want everybody, you put your hands in the air. And you think of that little boy who was walking on that road and calling out to Gopal, Gopal. And you look at Radha Radhanath, and let's all sing together from the heart.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Radha, 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 Rad Sai Gora Hare Ba.
So we want to thank you all very much. Time for questions, should I do them?
His Grace Madhavananda Prabhu ki
jai. Srila Prabhupada ke Sri Sri Radha Radha Naju ke.
Prabhuji, we have time for questions, should we do? Yes? Huh? Yes. So I asked if we have time for questions, and he said, yes, live questions. I like that. Live questions are always better than dead questions. So if anybody has any live questions, you can please raise your hand. Maru Mango Prabhu. Is there a microphone?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I'd like to have your comment on what I'm about to comment on.
Have a commentary on what?
I'd like to have your comment on what I'm going to comment.
Okay. Maru Mango Prabhu ke.
I once heard in a class, and Prabhupada said, or some other devotee said, it makes a little sense to me in one way, but I don't understand it 100%. It said, spiritual life is difficult, material life is impossible.
That's a comment. Yes. Prabhuji is a very wise person. He's more intelligent than me. That's why he's living in the temple and being a very saintly person. Spiritual life's not always so easy. Following four principles, oh my God, chanting 16 rounds, doing this and that. But it shouldn't be a burden. And our acharyas, they said, anyway, you chant one round a day. You chant four rounds a day. You do the best you can. Some of Srila Prabhupada's early disciples, we were telling this story the other day. One of them, his name was Shyamasundara Prabhu. He's a friend of mine. And Prabhupada told him, I want you to carve deities of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. So he was doing that. And Prabhupada came to see how the work was going. Shyamasundara Prabhu was a devotee, but he had a bad habit. He liked to smoke cigarettes. And while he was carving the deities, he was smoking a cigarette. And when Srila Prabhupada came in the room, he'd taken the cigarette, because when you're smoking a cigarette, you have to have some place to put it down while you're doing something. He put the cigarette down on the deity's head. The lit cigarette. And then Srila Prabhupada came in the room. You might be a little embarrassed in that kind of situation. And Shyamasundara Prabhu certainly was. Oh, Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada saw the cigarette. Prabhupada said, you're attached to these things. He said, yes, Prabhupada, it's very hard for me to give them up. Prabhupada said, that's okay. You can smoke. Just try to smoke one less every day. And he started doing that. And he gave it up. This movement is not all about threatening people, you're going to go to hell, and this is hard, and this is difficult. This movement is about positive things. This movement is meant to make people happy. That's our purpose. Our purpose is not to make you afraid, not to make you feel guilty or uncomfortable. Be who you are. I don't care. I don't care if you're a cigarette smoker. I don't care if you're a meat eater. Please come. And we love you. We want to see you here. We'd like to hear your voice in the kirtan for Radharadhanath, for their pleasure. This movement is open for everyone. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, open for the whole world. It seems difficult sometimes in spite of that. But then, as Prabhuji's wisely pointing out, material life is impossible. It's very, very difficult. We were speaking the other day that in this life, we're going to be judged. At the end of our life, we're going to be judged. Now, you have a choice. We can pick two different courts. There's two different courts that we can be judged in. One court is the court of Yamaraj, the Lord of Death. And he has his servants. They're headed by Chitragupta. Thank you. And Chitragupta, he has a book. And he writes down every little bad thing that you do. So, if you want to work for that court, you want to keep a little book also. And you want to write down every little bad thing that everybody around you does, then you'll have to be judged in that court. Now maybe you can be judged there because there's no fault in you. Pyari Mahaprabhu has no problem. But I'm very frightened to go to that court because I've done so many wicked things. I have no hope in that court. If I go to that court, you won't see me for a long, long time. I'm going to go to a very dark, terrible place. But fortunately, there's another court. And that's the court of Lord Nityananda. Adosham Gadasi Mora In this movement, we have another court, and we have another supreme judge, high court judge. The high court judge in this movement is Lord Nityananda, not Yamaraj. Thank God. And this judge, he's a very good judge. Adosha Darsi Mora Prabhu Nityananda. He's my Prabhu, Mora Prabhu Nityananda, because I have a lot of faults. That's why I chose to come to this court. I can't go to that other court. I'm going to be in big trouble. So I come to this court. But to come to this court means I have to follow the principles of this court. And I should be Adosha Darshi. I shouldn't be going around finding faults with everyone else. That's not the business of saintly persons. That's the business of cat bubbas. False pretender-like devotees who want to criticize everyone else. In this movement, we should see good in everyone and pick everyone up. Because this material world is such a difficult place. And people in this material world, they're choosing this other judge, Yamaraj. Because they want to judge everyone. If you want to judge, you'll be judged. It says in the Bible. But for those people who give up the wicked propensity to judge other people and who simply call out to the Lord with sincerity, they can enter into this court, the court of Lord Nityananda. And we're inviting everyone. Please come, please come. Very nice court. Your life will be very happy. You won't have any problems. That's my comment on Madhu Mangal Prabhu's comment. Is that okay?
Since you're president of Jagannath Puri, what you should say?
Speak louder.
Jagannath Dasan. And especially why Jagannath is called the Baba Kali.
It's Baba Kali. Lord Jagannath's Baba Kali because he likes the motion of his devotees. We told this story somewhere the other day. I don't know where. Maybe Rupa Nuga Prabhu already heard it. But there was a tradition for a long time in the Jagannath Mandir in Puri that some scholars would sit every day in front of the deity and they would read Vishnu Purana, Padma Purana. And they're reading for the deity. One day there was one sadhu, one fellow. He's a very poor man. He liked doing kirtan, but he had no money. He couldn't afford kartals. So he took a coconut, a hollowed out coconut, cut it in half. And he put some string in either each end. And he made some kartals out of the coconut. And he came to the Jagannath Mandir. And he started chanting, Hare Krishna, and dancing. He was a very ecstatic fellow. He was so very happy, chanting and dancing in front of Jagannath. He was so ecstatic, his feet were kicking up in the air, and he almost hit that scholar in the face who was reading the Vishnu Purana. Some of the people who were sitting next to him said, nonsense, go away. Don't you see? We're reading Vishnu Purana here. This is very important. So that sadhu, I'm very sorry, please forgive me. And he left. That night, the king of Puri had a dream. And Jagannath came to him. And he said, I don't like this Vishnu Purana reading. I like that fellow who came with the coconuts. That was really good. I'd like more of that, more kirtan. Because Jagannath is bhavagrahi, bhavakori. He likes the bhav of his devotees. This is the nature of Lord Jagannath. There are many, many wonderful stories like that. Okay. Anything else is there? Today has been a very good day for me because I've been with so many nice devotees. Mataji, give her the microphone. We're very fortunate that there were so many saintly persons here. It's a very special application. Hare Krishna Mataji. What is?
The reason for offering 56 offerings to Lord Jagannath.
The reason for? Offering 56
pogas to Lord Jagannath.
Chapan bhog. Well, Jagannath likes to eat as much as he can. One of the names for Jagannath Puri is Anaketra. It's a place of rice. There's a deity there. The deity's name is Radha Vrindavan Chandra. He was worshipped in Vrindavan originally. And one day he came in a dream to his priest and he said, I want to go to Jagannath Puri because I want to eat rice. So he came to Jagannath Puri and the king of Puri gave him a place in the temple. But there was a problem in the temple. A similar problem with Sakshi Gopal also. There was some quarrel. Because this Vrindavan Chandra started stealing all the sweets and foodstuffs from Lord Jagannath when it was going on there. And Jagannath became very upset about that. And he came in a dream to the king. He said, you got to get rid of this guy. Who does he think he is? He's coming and eating all my sweets and things. So then the king, he made a temple on the beach. And he put Radha Vrindavan Chandra there. And then Radha Vrindavan Chandra, after a little while, came in a dream again to the king. And he said, I don't like this place. The sand, the wind is blowing the sand in my face. I want to be worshipped by Kanai Kuntia. There was one very intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu says, is an incarnation of Nanda Maharaj. His name was Kanai Kuntia. He was the head priest of the Jagannath Mandir. And he lived in a place which is still there today called Kuntia Sahi. And he said, I want to go there and be worshipped by Kanai Kuntia. So Vrindavan Chandra did like that. So Jagannath, he's very, very eager to eat the offerings of his devotees. And we can understand this in two different ways. One way is a ritualistic way. And he has his chapan bhog offering, and they have their mantras that they chant. And when they offer the bhog, they put some water in their hand, and they put it in such a way that they can see the reflection of the deity in their water. And if they can't see the reflection of the deity in the water, it's been rejected. And they don't accept it. But that same Jagannath there was a devotee named Dasya Bowery, and he was living in a village. That village is still there today, not far outside of Jagannath Puri. And Dasya Bowery, he was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. And he, one day, he wanted to, he saw there was some priest going from their village to Jagannath Puri. So he called for that priest. He said, please take this coconut and give this to Lord Jagannath. Because Dasya Bowery was a black-bodied person. And they wouldn't allow him inside the Jagannath Mandir. They considered him to be a very low caste person. He couldn't go inside the Jagannath temple. So he said, you please take this to Jagannath, but don't give it to those priests. Because the system is, you bang a coconut or something, you give it to the priest, they humphat swaha, they sprinkle some water on it, they purify it, chant some mantra, and they offer it to Jagannath, and then you give them some bakshish. That's the most important part. Donation. He said, don't give it to those priests. You just go and stand next to the Garuda Stamba and hold it up and say, Dasya Bowery sent this for you. The priest looked at him and thought, these Hare Krishna people are a little crazy, you know. Anyway, so many people from the village were giving different things to him to offer to Lord Jagannath. And so he went to Puri and he was giving different things to the priest to offer, and then there was one coconut left. Who was it? Oh God, that Dasya Bowery. Crazy man. Then anyway, he told me to do this. Okay. So he went and stood by Garuda, made sure nobody was watching him because he felt a little embarrassed, and he held it up. Jagannath, Dasya Bowery sent this for you. And suddenly, the coconut disappeared. And he was very astonished. And then a moment or two later, there were shouts and noise coming from the altar. The Brahmin wondered what's going on. So he went over to look, and the priests were very excited and shouting, what happened? Look, Jagannath has coconut smeared all over his face. What happened? How did this happen? So in Jagannath Puri, there's a kind of tension between Aishvarja and Madhurja, between opulence and sweetness. It's a place of both things. And Jagannath is Aishvarja Madhurja Yugala Milan, the combined form of opulence and sweetness. And it's seen in his dealings. There's two opposites in one container. There's so much opulence, and oh my God, they're so strict about everything that they do. But at the same time, there are so many, many stories. We made a magazine about this, about Jagannath Mahaprasad. And there's many, many stories in here that we've told about how Jagannath, he breaks the rules so many times because he's very greedy for the love of his devotees. Krishna's very greedy for our love. You follow all the rules and regulations. We do that because that's a symptom of our love. I don't go and start speaking to my father by his name. Yo, such and such, how you doing? My father will slap me. Because there's some principles in our relationship. We have some rules there. And also we don't go and treat Krishna in such a way like he's my intimate friend. We have some rules that we follow. But at the same time, the rules are not the goal. Krishna's not pleased by all those rules. Krishna's pleased by our love. Krishna just wants that. There's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, maybe some of you know. Patram bhushyam valam dayam yome bhakta prayachati. Ashnami prayatatmanaha. The same verse, exactly word for word, appears in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. And there it's spoken by Krishna to Sudama Vipra. That's a long story. I won't go involved in that. But Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is given a commentary on both the Gita verse and the Bhagavatam verse. And in the Bhagavatam, he gives a little different understanding. He says the word ashnami means I eat. He says literally, the verse says, patram pushyam phalam toyam yome bhakta prayachati, that ashnami prayatatmanaha. He says, if someone offers me with love and devotion, a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I'll accept it. And he says the word ashnami means that if you offer to Radharadhanath a flower with love, he'll eat it. He'll eat the flower. Because he's bewildered by love. He's so greedy for the love of his devotees. And this is also Jagannath in Puri, but he's so merciful. He accepts the worship of all these ritualistic people also. But he's always feeling very greedy to get some love from his intimate, loving devotees. Is that okay? Okay. So again, I want to thank all of you. You're all very, very special devotees. Thank you for making such a wonderful temple. And this temple is not made out of bricks and glass and mortar. This temple is made out of your chanting, your crying for Radharadhanath, for your feelings. This is why it's such a very wonderful temple. And we feel so very happy and privileged to come here to get your association. Thank you very much. Shri Shri Radha Radhanathu Ake, Srila Prabhupada Ake, Gwapremanande.
His Grace Madhavananda Prabhu Ki,
Srila Prabhupada Ake.
We have another opportunity to hear Madhavananda Prabhu tomorrow. He will be giving the morning class, so please try and attend. And also, there's going to be an evening program starting at 7 p.m. And that's your last opportunity to have association with His Grace Madhavananda Prabhu, because he leaves here on Tuesday. So please make an effort to be here tomorrow to continue to receive the wonderful nectar.
When are you coming back to Sarupka?
You asked me that before.
Also, when Krishna brings me. The magazine that's produced by His Grace Madhavananda Prabhu.